Whoa, welcome to Top Notch Talk Podcast. It's your boy King Brizzle back again. Anyway, on this episode, I wanted to discuss the Joker, the movie. I wanted to review it. Highly anticipated by me. When I saw the previews, I saw it was Joaquin Phoenix, and I was like, okay, I can dig it. I'm going to start off by saying, like, the movie did a good job from the stance that, like, you don't have to be a comic book head or a DC nerd or something like that to watch a good movie. The movie was, like, very artsy and like deliberate. Everything that happened in the movie, I feel like it had a reason, from the soundtrack, you know, to little things going on in the background. Like a small example would be the climax of the movie was Joker coming to realize that, spoilers, by the way. It's the Joker coming to realize that his life, although devastating and tragic, is so bad that it's funny. So at first he saw his life as a drama or tragic story. But then he said, no, I'm looking at it wrong. This shit just funny. And at the end of the movie, they was taking him to a crazy house, and he escaped, and the motherfucker started running around getting chased by the crazy house staff, running back and forth across screen like a fucking 1995 Scooby-Doo cartoon. Yeah, like, it show you, like, oh, he just killed somebody and the motherfucker is crazy. But to him, it's a comedy. It's all fun and games. And I think the movie was deliberate. I think the movie was good for the average audience. I think it's a slow burn. So it gotta be one of you gotta be able to sit through it. You know, it's not an action movie. It's not a comedy per se. It's not. You know, they had lighthearted moments in there that they wanted you to laugh at, which I think was brilliant, because it's the perfect thing to, like, kind of just break the stale, like, just not the staleness, but break the seriousness. But the comedy moments in the movie was still fucked up. Like, it was still crazy shit happening. You know what I mean? And another good thing about it was, like, people who don't know anything about who the fuck the Joker is, it told you who he was. Like, by the end of it, you didn't know what he went on to be as far as being the quote-unquote Joker. But you understood, like, okay, now he called himself the Joker. I understand why. And you understood, like, oh, okay, I see why this motherfucker is crazy. Da, 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 da. Now, for the motherfuckers who are in the comic movies, DC, Marvel, all that type shit, me, you know a little bit about Batman and Joker history. The movie was fucking brilliant. It teach you a lot of shit you don't know. You know what I mean? And then, like, it helped you understand. Like, it helped you. When you look at the Joker in Batman movies or games or cartoons or whatever, he seemed like fucking just a lunatic. And partially, you know, he is. Like, the shit he do is, it seems as if it's without purpose. But from this movie, you come to learn, like, no, everything this motherfucker do is intentional. Like, it's with purpose. He changing the values of his values changed throughout life as far as what he sees as important and how the world is crumbling. And he says, like, he's the revolution. And the shit makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, had like little nods to Batman and showing you little Bruce Wayne when he was a little kid and shit. The movie was well fucking done. I also wanted to say that Joaquin Phoenix did an amazing job. Amazing. Like, he just captured my attention the whole time. It was just believable. You know, it just was like, I can see this shit happening. You know what I mean? Like, he did an amazing job playing the role. And then, like, your body transformation. Like, the motherfucker was the gladiator. You know what I mean? Like, the motherfucker was a firefighter in Ladder 49. Like, the motherfucker was in shape. And in this movie, he did a body transformation that, was crazy. Like, it was just skinny, sticking bone. Like, the motherfucker had to weigh, like, 140 pounds. Like, that shit was crazy. And like, his character, you could see his character becoming Heath Ledger's Joker. Like, if you go back and watch The Dark Knight and watch the one with Heath Ledger as the Joker, and you like, damn, that's an amazing Joker. Joaquin Phoenix Joker became that Joker. Like, he did a perfect prequel to that Joker. So if this movie would have came up for The Dark Knight, you would think that the Joker is the protagonist and Batman is the antagonist. Like, that's how crazy it is. And it was a great fucking job. The things about the movie I don't like or didn't like was, I want to give it another watch too, but man, I feel like a fanboy, but it wasn't much I didn't like, but I think it was done really well. Like, it's my type of movie, man. Like, the slow burn is what I love. I would say this. If you're not into slow-paced movies, and I'm talking very fucking slow. Like, it's a slow fucking paced movie. It's like sad thing yet, the sad thing yet, the sad thing yet, the sad thing yet, the sad thing. Fake uplifting moment. Sad thing yet, the sad thing yet, the sad thing. All this shit happening. You're just like, well, what the fuck is the point? And then at the end, boom. Here's the point. You know what I mean? Like, it's a slow burn. Like, it's 2 hours. It's a 2-hour movie. I say about an hour and 40 minutes of it is complete build up. No, an hour and 50 minutes is complete build up. Maybe the last 10 minutes is just like climax. Maybe the last 15 minutes is like the climax. But it was worth it. Like, the hour and 50 minutes of all the slow burn, that shit was worth it. Rob De Niro had a character in this movie. I think his name was like Anthony Murray or some shit. He made the movie. Like, that character was brilliant. Another thing, on a Dark Knight, Heath Ledger always say, like, he said, do you know how I got these smiles? Do you ever wonder how I got this smile? No. He say, you ever wonder how I got this scar on my face? He say some shit like that. And then he tell you the story of how his mother cut him and told him, like, the smile type shit. In Dark Knight, you never knew when the fuck Joker was telling the truth or he was just making shit up. Like, he just was talking, because he told like 3 different stories about the same scar. But you learn in this one, like, he was abused growing up by his mother, which I never fucking knew. Like, he was fucking abused. He was adopted. They used to torture him. You know what I mean? So, like, oh, that one makes perfect sense. And his mother was, the woman that raised him was also delusional. She was crazy. So she saw him and thought, like, oh, you the happiest child in the world. And whole time, she's starving this boy, beating him, tying on the radiators and shit, like, fucking his back up. Like, that shit's sick. I give this movie a solid 8. A solid 8 out of 10. Higher or lower, depending on how much you are into, like, Batman, you know, origin and Gotham City and shit. Definitely highly recommend it. If you ain't doing shit and you don't got nothing to do, I just say go see it. It's worth the viewing. If you don't want to pay for it, wait till it come out on TV or some shit where you can download it and watch it. But definitely watch it. It's worth a watch. It might go down as a classic, you know. Whoever directed this shit, I didn't look into it. Whoever directed it did a good job. Hopefully they get some more jobs. The movie kind of remind me of a Quentin Tarantino film with a little less action. Well, a lot less action, but it kind of reminded me of The Hateful Eight. I believe that's what it is. When you're up in the cabin and shit. Like, that movie's a real fucking slow burn. But then when the climax hit, it's like, damn, that came out of nowhere. It's the same type deal for real. But anyway, yeah, this was a top-notch short. And I'm about to let y'all go ahead and get out of here. My final review on this motherfucking movie is, it's great. You should go see it if you ain't got shit to do. And I'm out. Peace. Hey, ladies and gents, I'd like to take a second out to point you over to my Instagram page. It's topnotchish, TOPKNOTCH_ISH, topnotchish. And my Facebook page is Hakeem Wilkerson, HAKEEMWILKERSON. And over there, you can find me promoting my podcast, selling all types of items such as food and commodities and headphones and things of those types of sorts. You know, anything and everything. Also, do moving in Harlem. Hit me up if you need me. Peace.